we were living with my roommate Josh in Newport, and we just started noticing some odd things happening around the house. And I was just kind of pushing it off as like maybe it's just an old house and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then my roommate Josh walked down the steps in the morning, and he had three like paper thin scratches on his arm. And I was like, that doesn't really make much sense. So I started kind of like paying attention to my surroundings. And I started noticing like little scratch marks on me and her every now and then. And then one night we were just laying in bed together. She fell asleep next to me, and she just started making some weird gestures towards me and things like that.
This is Keila, your girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
It almost looked like something had tried to enter her to speak with me.
Really?
And it's like, I can't really say 100%. I don't have any solid evidence to prove that. Mm-hmm. But just from eye-to-eye perspective, when she made eye contact with me, making these gestures towards me, it was almost like she was just staring right through me with like some kind of like a weird grin on her face. And it just creeped me out.
Really?
So the next day, we went straight to a Catholic church and met with a father and had him come and bless our house.
And so did things change after that?
We did still have some kind of paranormal activity inside of the house. We feel like that entity that was attacking us left, but there was more than one entity there.
What kind of things do you investigate now that you're doing this professionally?
We have our paid investigations, which is basically where we go to like Mansfield Reformatory or Waverly Hills, and it costs so much per person, and we do that for fun as a group. But mm-hmm. then we also get phone calls from private businesses and private residences, like seeking either answers or they feel like there's a personal attack on their family.
And you actually base this stuff on science. Is it more like Ghostbusters or is it more like The Exorcist?
It's kind of neither. It's almost more like a scientific research group more than it is anything else. Like, we go in to scientifically prove the field, but on the same aspect, we go in to completely help the client to make sure the client's satisfied too.
And you believe that not only can places be occupied by entities, but objects too. Like, you could buy something in an antique store that might have an attachment.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of I think the theory is on that is if something was so sentimental to somebody and then they just happen to pass away, that their sentimental value towards their lifestyle of whatever is important to them, their energy once they pass on can attach to that object rather than move on. So, like, if somebody built tables their whole life, they could be attached to one specific piece of furniture that they spent their life trying to build.
Do you think paranormal activity is only from deceased people, or is there something evil going on?
Personally, I've never had any experience with a demonic entity. I don't know whether they exist or not, because I've never personally had an experience. Mm-hmm. But from my experiences, I think of entities as just people without a body, people that have lived, passed on, and whatever they were in their life is what they are afterwards. If they were nice, they were a nice entity. If they were a jerk in real life, then they were a jerk entity.
Do you ever get scared?
I can't say I really ever fear anything, but I do get surprised a lot. If you walk through a doorway and the door slams right behind you, you feel sometimes a little queasy in your stomach, but I can't think I've ever left a building for any reason.
You're a braver man than I am. Michael Hahn, paranormal investigator. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.